Let's talk about, you left Casper and went to Denver?
I did. I went to Denver and I got on a radio station down there, KLZ FM, in Denver. And a disc jockey down there happened to be ill, and I had called up the station. They had heard of me. And there's another thing that I'd like to mention is that when I did my marathon, they had the Radio Congress going on in Denver, Colorado at that time. And that's how KLZ-FM and KLZ heard about me. And when I mentioned that, they said, oh, yeah, come on in. But they monitored my show when they had the Congress down there, which I thought was kind of cool.
Huh.
Yeah.
So all in all, how long did you actually work on the air? Because I know that you then went into sales and other things later. But so how long were you actually working as a disc jockey on the air?
About 6 years. About 6 years. Because I was only about 16 when I first started at KWIV in Douglas. And then my years in Katy Radio, and then about 9 months there at KLZ-FM in Denver. And that was my last radio show. After that, I come to California, and I've been out here ever since. Got in the hotel business after I left KLZ-FM at a hotel there in Denver. At the Hampshire House Hotel, and then come to California and got with a hotel out here, and then I got into sales, and that's been my career for, gee whiz, 30-some years in sales out here.
Let's see. Let's talk about, again, give me some of the names of people that you remember during your time that passed through Katy Radio's studios.
Wow.
Let's see. But let's talk a little bit about Bill Yeager.
Yeah, Bill Yeager. He, once again, was there with Bill Sims, and I got kind of close with Yeager. We're still close today via internet. And just a real nice guy, a wonderful voice on the radio. I really like listening to Bill. But he was there. Bill Sims was there. And we had a fellow who come through, I'd love to remember his name. You remind me a little bit of him. That he had a Ford Falcon that had bubbles on it. And he was there for, I don't know, maybe 6 months or so, did the best Donald Duck that I had ever heard other than Hollywood. But a great guy. Engineer named Dave, the one that set up the show out there at the dump drive-in. And that's about it. Now, you have talked to, and I know Larry Payne.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Larry Payne was a school chum of mine. We went to high school together. He was about 2 years ahead of me in high school. And he went away to the Navy. And when he got out, he happened to come back into town in Douglas, and I was on KWIV. He recognized me and my everything. He called me, and I asked him to come down to the station, and he did. And so I kind of got him involved a little bit and asked him if he wouldn't help me with doing some spots for the radio station. And it was so funny because I would stand in one room, he'd stand in another, because we didn't have the money at that little station to send away for professional spots. So I would yell K, and he'd go K, A, excuse me, KWIV is what it was. But anyway, we did that, and it was so funny. But Larry was a good guy. And later on had a good career at Katy Radio. And then I was passing through Nevada one time and heard him over in the Reno area. So
I remember when I used to, younger, when it was KWIV, KW4, where you hear more of what you listen to the radio for.
Yeah.
And I don't know why. That has always stuck with me, but KWIV. Tell me, you actually got Larry started at Katy and at KWIV, correct?
Not at Katy, no. He knew I was there, and he was down at KWIV, and I finally got him on the air a little bit down there, and we did spots and all that kind of thing. And then I went up to Katy, and there was no more room for anybody else at that time. And then finally when I left, it was, I guess, 6 months or a year later or something that he found his way up to Katy.
Okay.
Yeah.
Let's see.
Larry Laverne, there's another name that was there. Larry was a great guy, and if everybody knows Ray Romano on television, well, Larry Laverne looked a lot like Ray Romano. That's how I remember him. He had a beautiful wife and everything, but he was just full of energy, just like Ray Romano is, kind of that kind of personality. But Larry Laverne, and I have no idea where he went or what he did after Katy.
I know that he did an awful lot of production work and voice work.
He did.
And whatnot for Katy.
Mm-hmm.
And was he, did you have a kind of a specialized person that did production, or did you all do production and write your own copy and all of that?
Yes, we all did. We all did. And occasionally we would have somebody from some particular business that would request us, one or the other, that either we become friends with or had done a spot out there or something. So, yeah, we pretty much did our own.
Jody, do you remember any of the promotions or the crazy stunts other than the caboose that that were on the air while you were there?
There was one in particular. Midwinter, we decided to have a contest, and forget what we called it. Was Miss Something.
Miss Icicle?
Maybe it was Miss Icicle. I'm not sure. But what it was we all come up with this. We had a meeting and said, what can we do? And we all of us got our heads together. So what we decided on was that women only could participate in this. And what they had to do is that they had to walk around the block, starting at the Rialto Theater, where the pool hall was right there, and walk that complete block. And if you remember that block, it was a city block, as we know in the big cities. It was a big block. But you had to start there. You had to wear your bikini. You had to lead a little dog on a leash, and you had to have a parasol. Now, that was the rules. So we had, let me put it this way. We had almost nil people apply for that, simply because it was silly and ridiculous. But the main thing was we had a blizzard. Now, we did have a few that come out, but one in particular that made it. And she was, I don't know, I'm going to say 50-ish. But that lady come there, had a dog, had it on a leash, had her parasol, and walked around the block in the middle of winter, snowing blizzard. And it was hilarious. We had people going by honking and blowing, I mean, just going crazy over it. A lot of fun.
I seem to remember that the whole group of Katy folks and this lady spent the afterwards warming up at the Wonder Bar, if I remember right.
Boy, you got a good memory. I was going to bring that up, and I thought maybe it wouldn't be appropriate. I don't know, but that's exactly what happened. We went down. We were all tickled pink that it worked out very well, because we didn't expect anybody to come down in this weather. We really thought that we'd have to postpone, say, okay, we're going to do this in the spring or something. But no. She came down, we did it, we awarded her a trophy and whatever other gifts we had for her, and I think it was at her suggestion that she said, why don't we warm up and go over here at the new Wonder Bar and have a toddy? Well, how are you going to say no to a woman who just walked around in sub-zero weather? So we went over, and yeah, sure enough, we ordered up a whole lot of hot brandies, and it was a party.
Everybody got warmed up.
Yes.